SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens.
We're going to see widespread impacts, the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation, dangerous hurricane-force winds along both coasts of Florida and even across portions of the peninsula as the storm is expected to maintain hurricane intensity as it moves across Florida, and the potential for heavy rainfall and flood.
Michael Brennan, director of National Hurricane Center, says it appears Florida will get hit again. Hurricane Milton rapidly intensifying in the Gulf as it hits Florida. The storm, which formed in the Gulf on Saturday, is now packing 80-mile-an-hour winds. It's about 800 miles southwest of Tampa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in dozens of counties. Forecasters expect the storm, which comes less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene made landfall in the state, to arrive by Wednesday afternoon. The state's emergency management director says Florida is preparing for the largest evacuation in years, not seen since Hurricane Irma in 2017. They prepared emergency fuel and shelters along the routes. DeSantis says it is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Also at SRNNews.com, the FEMA is coming under fire for its slow response in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Nonprofits like Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army appear to be providing more disaster relief services to victims than FEMA. On Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the federal government simply isn't delivering essential services.
The point is, where is the federal government when we need them the most? And we need to thank God for Samaritan's Purse and organizations like them. But we also need to be able to say that our tax dollars are going to be used for our own citizens when they need it.
At his rally in Pennsylvania, the former president said FEMA's operations are the worst since Katrina. This is SRN News. A college volleyball team draws a line. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The women's squad at Boise State has decided to forfeit a game rather than play a team that includes a man. Idaho Governor Brad Little says the school did the right thing in opting not to play San Jose State, sending out a message on X that reads, quote, "We need to ensure player safety for all our female athletes and continue the fight for fairness in women's sports." A growing number of women's sports organizations are coming out against males on female athletic teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The radical Muslims who control Afghanistan are targeting women with a series of new laws. Among others, they ban women and girls from attending school beyond the sixth grade, denying 1.5 million girls and women access to education. Afghanistan is now the only country in the world to ban girls from both secondary schools and college. This is SRN News. Well, portions of Israel under rocket attack. There were reports of possible injuries. Air raid sirens were going off Sunday as the Iron Dome intercepted incoming missiles. Northern Israel has been the target of frequent rocket attacks in recent days as its military battles Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump demonstrated during his first term in office that he can help keep foreign problems from spiraling out of control.
He got us out of the defense sequester, began rebuilding the American armed forces, understood that we needed a bigger Navy, and all of this tended towards peace.
Talent says reelecting the former president will help bring stability to the global stage. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Walkouts by pro-Hamas college students in New York City are in the works for today, on the year anniversary of the surprise attack by terror group Hamas on Israel that killed 1,400 people. More at SRNNews.com.